I forget the Olympics. It's a golden era for rugby league here in Queensland. What a thing to say. You think, how much better can it get? Well, every game, every weekend on in Queensland. This Saturday, I'll give you an example. This Saturday afternoon, Knights are playing the Raiders, okay, at Suncorp Stadium. Have a little bit of a break. And then all of a sudden, top of the table, Panthers are playing a Storm, a grand final preview. Extraordinary what's going on around here. And I tell you, somebody who'll be front and centre is former Villanova scholar and also State of Origin forward and Storm front rower, Christian Welsh. Welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, mate. Here in Queensland. We've adopted them, though. Last year they came up in the bubble on the Sunshine Coast. They became the Sunshine Coast Storm. Christian Welsh, welcome back home. You Brizzy boy, grew up here, come up from Sydney, up into Townsville, to Gladstone, and then back down to Brizzy. Good to be home?
Yeah, it's good to be home. It's I mean, getting out of the Melbourne winters, not a bad decision at this time of the year. We're very lucky that we're able to continue playing NRL in these pretty tough COVID times, I guess.
Hey, who else is in the bubble up with you guys? What other clubs?
Well, I think there's 13 NRL clubs in Queensland at the moment.
No, but you guys are on the sunny coast, yeah?
Yeah, we're at the sunny coast, yeah, but we got there a bit later, so we're actually in a hotel by ourselves, and we're not with a bunch of the other NRL clubs, which is good result, I think, because it'd be a bit awkward, I think, sharing team rooms and walking past blokes who
They're doing that here in Brisbane, I think, at the South Bank hub. Their team rooms are next door to each other. So you guys were at Twin Waters last year. You're out and about again. Now, listen, are any of the boys going, as you said, too cold down in Melbourne? Have they been eyeing any real estate, any of the players?
No. I guess maybe Cameron Munster might be adding to his portfolio. I'm not sure the amount of cash he got. He might pick something up in Nusa down on Hastings Street.
That's what they call him, money. Money, money, money.
Hey, listen, can I ask something? There was a strange moment. I occasionally listen to ABC Sport on the weekend for my rugby league. There was a strange moment on Saturday afternoon where a guy, Laurie Spina, who used to play halfback, he interviewed you and he claimed that he dated your mum. Was that a bit confronting?
Awkward.
No, I'm well aware of that story because mum likes to rub it into dad.
Turn it up.
North Queensland rugby league royalty. It was a pretty interesting interviewing Laurie and having a chat with him. But I've heard that before.
Oh, so mum had told you she'd come clean that she'd dated Laurie Spina.
Oh, yeah. She likes bringing up every time, mate. Just rubbing into dad and the old boy.
Okay.
My dad didn't have such an illustrious rugby career compared to old Laurie.
Well, she Saturday afternoon against the Panthers at Suncorp. You've obviously played there plenty of times before, but having it as your home ground, what's that like? Suncorp Stadium's probably one of the better stadiums to play at in Australia.
Oh, it's the best. And it's nice to not be playing the Broncos, to be honest, because we always go there and we just cop a lot of grief. So it's nice to hopefully have a bit of a purple crowd against a Sydney team. And I think, you know, the amount of Queenslanders we've got in the Storm, Brisbane and the city and everyone gets behind us because I'm a proud Queenslander. I love playing at Suncorp. It's such a special ground and hopefully we can have a really good game on Saturday night.
Hey, Christian, the Storm have got a unique culture where you all take the mickey out of each other, but I've seen a few pranks lately. Now, the hectic cheese, Brandon Smith, putting rocks in Bellamy's bag. Where is this? Who's doing the battle? Is Josh Adokar involved in this? Is there a prank war going on in the Storm?
Oh, there's plenty of boys around here for a cheap laugh. Luckily, he's a very good footballer, because I think he could be turning out for the East Tigers in Queensland Cup if he wasn't.
How does Bellamy take it when you take the mickey out of him?
No, he's all right. I think I think when he first come through coaching, he wouldn't want to go near him, but I think he's softened up, the big fella. I think he's had some grandkids and mellowed a bit, and he gets in on it. So he's never short of a spray either for a bit of a laugh and a meeting either. So he's not the clean skin everyone thinks he is.
Did he turn up in a helicopter to training the other day? I got told by someone.
Thank you, mate. And this is the myth we need to put to bed. Everyone talks about the blue collar Bellamy, the hard working, working class. He's a fraud, mate. He flies helicopters, been on a mill over a year for the last 15 years.
Well, he's just signed another 5-year deal worth $1.2 million per year. So.
Yeah. Hey, that's Christian. What I mean. Sorry, you go.
No, you go.
No, I've had my rant. Okay. I need to make sure I'm playing first grade this week, actually.
Mate, hey, Christian, you're one of our favourite players. We love your work. Love having a chat to you. Good luck on Saturday against the shut those Penrith Panthers up, mate.
They're a great team, so it'll be a good clash. Looking forward to it.
Cheers.